Hey, my presentation is the Steps to a Healthier New York Broome County Local Level Program Evaluation. And I am the Steps to a Healthier New York Program Evaluator locally in Broome County. And the other co-presenters for this are Mary McFadden, who's the coordinator for the Steps County Steps Program in Broome County, and also H.N. Ronsani, who is the New York State Program Evaluator. The Steps to a Healthier U.S. Program, how many of you in the audience have heard of the Steps Program? Okay, so a few of you, probably half of you. Is coordinated by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Centers for Disease Control, and it's to help Americans live longer, better, and healthier lives. And it funded communities to implement chronic disease prevention and health promotion programs that targeted three major chronic diseases: diabetes, obesity, asthma, and their underlying risk factors of physical inactivity, poor nutrition, and tobacco use. The program funded the YMCA as a national partner in this endeavor. In New York, the program was funded at the state level, but involves four counties: Broome, Chautauqua, Jefferson, and Rockland. And they essentially represent the four geographic diverse areas of the state. Broadly, the New York STEPS interventions can be categorized into media interventions, policy interventions, and then setting type of interventions: school-based, community-based, workplace, and healthcare. And what's key here is that we have a cross-cutting of settings as well as the ability to look at multiple risk factors for multiple conditions in order to improve health of our Broome County residents. We also used evidence-based programs so that only programs with demonstrated success were either expanded on or initiated. And also, there was a significant focus on policy, systems, and environmental changes so that we could assure sustainability of the programming in the community. And as it turns out, that's going to be important because it looks like the STEPS funding for 2008 will end at that point. So in Broome County, we had a number of interventions. And the purpose of this presentation is to kind of give an overview of what we've done in Broome County and also talk about how we've evaluated it. So these are a summary of the interventions, and the Farm to You and Gimme Five were to increase fruit and vegetable consumption, and that was again across age groups, adults and children. Mission Meltaway program was an adult 8-week healthy lifestyle program. We also had a weight management teaching day to inform providers about weight management counseling. BC Walks and Walkable Communities put in walking trails and pool lifts and different environmental kinds of changes, as well as promoting walking in the community. And Breathe Better in Broome and A's for Asthma and the CAT program were all comprehensive asthma intervention programs. We also did some interventions with smoking cessation. And a really important thing that turned out was the media and social marketing, and I think probably in other sessions you've heard that we featured local heroes and had all kinds of messages that were being promoted on the radio, in the news media, as well as at sporting events. These are additional interventions in Broome County, and the coordinated school health program was huge and actually has a separate coordinator, Becky Galunas. And it's to build school health teams and school health advisory councils that puts an infrastructure in the school system to implement the school health index, which allows assessment of school health and improvements, you know, development of interventions for making improvements in the schools. It also formed the basis for developing school wellness policies. And we are also implementing the fitness gram, which is from the Cooper Institute, looking at fitness and physical activity in elementary school children. We couldn't do this without, you know, by one person, by themselves, and Mary McFadden, who's the coordinator, has been phenomenal in making sure that we have a broad coalition of partners in this and really bringing them together and having them all bring their best efforts to the table. In terms of evaluation, our evaluation plan locally is based on the state model, which looks at four, basically, is foundation is the CDC evaluation, and we have four pillars. We have the BRFSS surveillance, We have program monitoring. We have local impact studies. And also, we are coordinated with the national evaluation. So some of the sample evaluation activities that I've been involved with have been a lot with planning. We have logic models and evaluation planning matrices, and I'll show you an example of that in terms of planning. And then also the data analysis, which is the part that I enjoy and not many other people do, so I'm glad to have that job. Also, you know, certainly have been involved in conference meetings and so on, as well as development of health education materials and health communication materials, and that's going to be increasingly important. I just wrote a legislative brief for our local representative to try to get this funding to continue in New York State. So here's an example of the logic model that we use for the Mission Meltaway program, which was the healthy 8-week healthy lifestyle program. And it includes inputs, so looking at what are the resources for conducting the program, activities, what are the steps that are going to take us to get where we want to go, and outputs, which are essentially, and that's the third column of the outputs, and that's essentially the process measures. So these are counts of things like number of sites and number of participants and number of sessions conducted for train the trainer and so on. So these are our outputs. And then we have short-term, intermediate, and long-term outcomes, which look at increasing physical activity, decreasing poor dietary choices, and reducing the prevalence of overweight, obesity, and type 2 diabetes in the community. So in, as another example of the process measures, which was the second pillar of that evaluation framework, here's the number of schools in the Open Airways program and the number of students who complete it. So these were our process measures, and it was essentially one of the pillars of the evaluation framework. The second pillar of the evaluation framework is surveillance, and we did surveillance really in two ways. We used a modified BRFSS and a modified YRBS, and the BRFSS is the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. And we used many of the same questions and looked at physical activity, nutrition, and diet, and also diabetes for this, and used many of the same questions that would allow us to make comparisons to state and national data. We also had the ability to add our own questions, like the National BRFSS could add our own questions, and we looked at penetration of our programs. Had they heard of STEPS? Had they heard of some of the other county-specific programs? And this was a telephone survey that was for each county. About 1,500 interviews per year were done. The New York State Youth Behavior Survey was done in the first year and third years of our program, and we are now just completed the fourth and going into the fifth. And of course, there's always a delay with data, getting the data. But this is modeled after and uses many of the same questions as the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, and looked at physical activity, dietary behaviors, and tobacco use, as well as getting self-reported heights and weights on individuals so that we could calculate BMI, and it was conducted in the high schools. And we had 11 of the high schools who provided valid data the first year and 12 who provided valid data the second year, which is all of them. And it was a self-administered 51-item questionnaire. So we looked at, the first pillar was looking at process measures and just kinds of counts of program activities. And the second one was looking at surveillance measures and looking at what are some prevalence of behaviors in our community. The one of the third pillars was looking at core performance measures and being able to report these at the national level. So all of these data from all of the STEPS programs across the United States are being aggregated nationally, and we participate in this and report the core performance measures on specific forms. And this is an example. We give ends and percents and confidence intervals. There's also opportunities to provide narrative data and descriptions. The last pillar, or the fourth pillar of the evaluation, is the local impact study. And I've chosen as an example to use the Mission Meltaway program. And this is an 8-week healthy lifestyle program. It offers free membership to the Y as part of that. We have experts come in and do programming, and it's been a really amazing program. And it was designed to address or to target it at individuals who are overweight and obese and who are at risk for diabetes. So Great, thank you. When we look across the board at where have these programs been conducted, just like in the beginning where I showed all the different sites over which programs are conducted, there's a broad variety of sites where we have conducted these, and it's a train-the-trainer model. So an individual from the site will conduct these programs. And this slide is used to demonstrate that we, in fact, have reached our target audience. Like most of the individuals who have participated in the program have been obese or overweight or at risk for diabetes. And in terms of looking at the evaluation, we had some physiologic measures, weight, BMI, blood pressure, waist size. And in every physiologic measure, we saw significant improvements as a result of pre-post comparisons of the program. We also looked at self-reported fruit and vegetable consumption, knowledge about nutrition, self-reported, you know, poor dietary behaviors like eating fast foods and things like that, and things we know we shouldn't be doing. And on all of those measures, we saw significant improvements. We also looked at physical activity behaviors, walking behaviors, participation in physical activity, and we saw significant improvements in that as well. So in every measure on that local program, we have seen significant improvements, and that program has now made its way to other states and other counties, other Stepps counties and other counties in New York State. So this has been a really important program. When we look at the surveillance, we said, well, what, you know, how useful is it? Well, we've seen some really positive things that have occurred in our community as a result of the STEP funding, and we're using this information to go back to our legislators and say, hey, you know, we need to put more money here. And these are all of the significant changes that we had seen as a result of the STEPS funding, and I couldn't even include all of the ones that we have seen, but they included definitely program recognition, as well as physical activity and smoking and behaviors in youth. But we still have a long way to go, because in terms of the obesity that's seen in our county, and it's certainly true across the country, it's rather resistant to change, and so we haven't seen changes in those measures in our community. But we have also taken the data and tried to use the data for some programming, and I gave brought out three examples. One is looking at the counseling of providers for overweight and obesity. And what we found was they're doing a pretty good job on tobacco cessation, but not so good on overweight and obesity. And so we're looking at implementing a 5A framework and providing education to healthcare providers in order to be able to provide counseling to patients about weight. We also those individuals who have physical limitations, and we saw that, geez, they don't exercise as much as other individuals. And so we looked at implementing pool lifts and also some upper body strengthening equipment for individuals who would be wheelchair bound or have difficulty accessing the pool without assistance. And then we have also looked at a significant amount of workplace interventions because of the percentage of individuals who are sedentary in their jobs. So this program or this presentation was meant to just kind of give you a broad overview of the evaluation activities and some of the activities that we were doing as part of the STEPS program. And thank you. I guess we've got maybe 1 minute for a couple questions. I was scheduled to present at another session at the exactly same time, a round table, so I'm actually going to leave. I've left my business cards here so that if anyone has questions, they can contact me. But we can take a couple questions if somebody might have a question before I run out the door. I would venture to guess that we're not terribly high because we weren't statistically significant in New York State, and I don't know that we're so significantly different from the country at a home, country as a whole. If we look at moderate physical activity, what we're saying is that most of the analyses that I did looked at the definition of current recommendations, which is 30 minutes or more of physical activity on 5 or more days per week, and that was significantly higher than individuals in Vigorous, which is down around 15-20% for individuals who, I think, meet the 3 days a week, 20 minutes a day.
Right, because you said 47%.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think that's higher than the state or national figures for moderate physical activity. All right, great. Thank you.